This is Vincent Price. Isn't there something almost magical about being asleep? I find it amazing that we can willingly transform ourselves into a different state of consciousness and enter a new realm, another world suspended between reality and illusion. For most of us, sleep can be the serenity of rest and pleasant dreams. But for others, it may be torture. And on this night, we see a figure wildly thrashing in a bed, embroiled in a nightmare which has plunged the mind into fear and racked the body with anxiety.
No. No, please, Elmer, don't. Keep away from me. Mommy! Mommy! No. No, stay there. Stay there! Mommy!
Donald? What happened? Honey, are you all right?
It's him. Elmer wanted to murder me again. He was chasing me with a knife.
Sweetheart, it was only a dream.
He's always after me. Make him go away. Away!
That's impossible. You know we all have to live together. I'll talk to Elmer about this.
You love that thing more than me.
That's not true.
It is.
It isn't. I love both of you. Both of my boys.
Why did you have to become a ventriloquist anyhow? You should have stayed as a singer.
I'm more successful with Elmer. We're a team. There is no reason for you to be jealous.
He's an ugly, disgusting dummy. I hate him.
Behave yourself.
I wish he was dead.
That's enough. Go back. I don't want to talk with you anymore.
I hope somebody sets him on fire.
Well, isn't that interesting? A ventriloquist, a wooden dummy called Elmer, and it appears the nightmare has only begun. But for whom? And that's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week, brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, Altered Egos by Ken Girard. Our star, Sherry Lewis.
In contrast to the backstage hubbub of the Las Vegas nightclub, Carol Lane's dressing room is deathly still. She sits motionless, staring into the dressing table mirror, and beside her, in a chair of his own, is Elmer. A small cowboy hat covers his painted face. His arms dangle at his sides. He's inert, lifeless. Or is he?
What's the matter, kid? You got troubles again?
Nope. Just thinking.
Sure, tell me another one. Donald's been at it, huh? I tell you, Kitty's going to ruin it for us. Just like the Big Apple. Just like Chicago. He started that nightmare routine, huh? We shot the whole thing. You know, Murray was lucky to get you this gig.
Why must you constantly fight? Every time I get close. A break, it's the same thing. He has nightmares, and you...
Yeah,
you know what you do. I'm not blowing this chance. No way. Just remember that.
Hey... Don't blame me. I'm only a dummy. I want to make it. I am tired of these second-class nightclubs, lounge acts. Oh, listen, kid, you could be dynamite without him.
Get off it.
Hey, slow down. Don't get on my case.
You know, he thinks you want to kill him.
Are you kidding? How am I going to do that, huh?
You could.
For Pete's sake, Carol, what am I going to do? Wait a minute. Maybe you want to do it. I'll get the blame, but you'll do it, right?
You're a hideous little monster.
You made me.
And I can destroy you.
And yourself. Without me, you're back to singing. And we know what a success that was. Oh, no. I'm the meal ticket. The gimmick. You'd never dump me. I'm the one they pay to see, not you, you're washed up.
Shut up! Don't start. Don't ever step out of line. Remember, I can make others. Maybe I should create a hand puppet.
or finish Amy? That's not necessary. You're the whole number. Why do we argue, huh? I understand. You got opening night jitters, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Opening night jitters. Boy, I need to relax.
Take a snort. That'll settle you down.
I shouldn't.
Come on, what's one drink?
I promised Murray.
Murray ain't performing. Go on.
Okay, just one.
He's looking at you, kid.
You want one?
You want me to warp?
Do you drink?
No, ma'am.
Do you smoke?
No, ma'am.
Do you run around with girls?
No, ma'am.
Don't you have any vices?
You know, this routine went out with vaudeville. Carol, you ain't gonna make it with the same rotten jokes. No way.
10 minutes to...
Showtime.
Murray, Murray, just the man I want to see.
How many of those you had?
One. Half of one.
Really?
Scout's honor.
Carol, you blow this and you're finished. I won't bail you out again. Why are you throwing it away?
It's only a lounge act.
You're kidding. This is Vegas. I got agents, producers, even the talent coordinator from the late night show is sitting out there. Oh, baby, it's your chance.
Murray, put me on last.
You're the opening act. Carol, I'm counting on you.
Please, I don't feel good.
How do you feel, Splinterhead?
Set for anything except a bonfire. Hey, what's green and travels 100 miles an hour?
What?
A frog in a blender. You think that's dumb? You should meet my uncle. He keeps racing pigeons, but he's always falling off the roof. My aunt wanted a vacuum. He told her to use the one in her head.
You're ready.
We're gonna knock him dead, right, Carol?
Remember, keep off the booze, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't touch it. Makes my varnish crack.
Carol, you'll be great. Now, believe me, just take it slow. I'll see you after the show.
Not if I see you first.
That's the way. Now, laugh it up.
I'll be fine. Murray, I love you.
Sure, kid. Remember, huh? No booze.
Get yourself together. Fix your hair. You don't feel well, do you? Well, don't try to ruin my chances. If you botch this performance, I'll never work with you again. Never!
Despite Carol Lane's hopes, her Las Vegas debut was anything but a success. The audiences were bored by her contrived routine, and the critics were less than kind. Murray tried to shield her from the truth, yet playing to virtually empty rooms spoke for itself.
What are you carrying on? Maybe Vegas ain't the right spot for you. Listen, they loved you in Chicago.
Yeah, that's Chicago. Murray, maybe we ought to cancel the rest of the week.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous.
I didn't tell Elmer we got a bad review, but he knows.
Why must you talk with that dummy so much?
I wish you wouldn't refer to him as a dummy. Elmer wants more respect, and I want that phone taken out of here.
What's the matter? Somebody bothering you? You getting crank calls?
Yes. It always rings when Elmer's napping. I think she's found us again.
We'll change your dressing room. Yeah, I'll talk to the club, okay?
They haven't stopped since we left Chicago. Day and night. Murray, it's driving me insane. You've got to do something. You've got to tell her to stop.
Yeah, all right, Carol. I'll handle it.
And Elmer said, come here. She might be outside. Elmer said he's being watched.
What?
He thinks she's out there again. Oh, Murray, she might kidnap him.
Oh, Carol, come on.
Call. You know, they're all part of her plan. This time it's serious.
Sure it is. Sure. Look, I'll tell you, let's keep it secret for a while. We'll get some help, like a security guard.
No. You can't trust anybody. Anybody.
But, sweetheart, look, I know this man. Best in the business. Special situation. Trust me, huh?
You think I'm making this up?
No, I don't. I really don't. I know it's serious. You gotta have protection and somebody to talk to, huh?
All right. But don't tell him everything.
Well, of course not. Listen, get some rest. I'll find the man, and they'll change your dressing room.
No phones.
Right. Stay here, will you? I'll take care of everything.
I won't leave the room.
You promise not to leave the club, huh?
Yes.
That's right. Lock it good. What's in that, a nervous kid? She's got you running around in circles, huh?
Murray's going to take care of it.
Sure he will. He didn't believe you.
He did.
No way. He thinks you're loony. Calls.
Huh. You know what's happened. You've seen her sitting out there every night. She wants you back, doesn't she?
Well, at least we had some laughs together.
You rotten...
My paint chips. Have a drink. Take two. They're small.
Why didn't you tell? Murray would have listened to you.
Tell him what? Jokes? The story of my life?
About her. About the incidents, the calls.
Ha, ha, ha. Speak of the devil.
Don't answer it.
Answer what? I didn't hear anything.
Sir!
You're hearing things.
There again!
I didn't hear nothing. It's all in your head, Carol. All in your head. You're going crazy. Crazy!
It's all in your head. Elmer's words rang in Carol's ears. But isn't Elmer part of her? Isn't he another extension of her personality? Perhaps more than she'll admit.
Murray! Murray!
What's the matter?
She called. She wants Elmer back. Murray, she threatened to kill me.
All right, take it easy now. Come on, sit down.
Who is he? What is that man doing here? Get him out! Out!
Relax, will you? This is the guy I mentioned. He's going to help you. He's okay. Don't worry, will you, please?
Are you sure he's all right?
I'm telling you, he's okay. Now, you can tell him anything, right, Lang?
If Miss Lane wants to.
Are you a doctor?
Yes.
Murray, get him out.
Oh, honey, you need help. You're tired. Talk to Dr. Lang.
He's a psychiatrist, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Now, just sit with him for a while. What's it going to hurt, huh?
You think I'm insane? You think I made up all this stuff about that woman? She is real. She called. Ask Elmer.
Please, sweetheart, talk with Dr. Lang. I think you're fine, right? But you need to unburden yourself. Carol, for me?
All right.
Yeah. I got it going. I'm going to check some publicity. Look, I'll be back.
I better tell Elmer that you're here.
Elmer, we've a guest.
Who's this clown?
A friend of Murray's. I'm a doctor.
What's up, Doc? Not funny, huh?
He's a psychiatrist.
What? A shrink? Did Donald put him up to this? I'll bet he did. Okay, Toots. I warned you, we're finished. I'm never talking to you again. Never.
Oh, you'll talk again. Just remember, I control you always. I'm sorry. Sometimes, Doc, sometimes he gets out of hand. After we left New York, he was impossible. And she... It doesn't matter.
She?
Forget it. I was having some trouble with my material, that's all.
Sure you were.
I was trying out a new routine, and some of it didn't play well.
No routine. Ho, ho, ho. The bells were ringing for me and my pal. And it wasn't the parson, Doc, you see? He's always butting in.
Were you bothered by this woman?
No.
Yes.
Well, it's none of your business. All right. There were some calls.
Oh, that is a hot one. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Of course she called. I don't know how she found us in New York, in Chicago.
Why didn't you tell Murray about her?
I did. He didn't believe me. And she is out there. I'm telling you the truth.
Say the secret word, and I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you what you want.
I told you to keep quiet. There.
Get her to keep her hands off my mouth, Doc. And I'll tell you about a certain band leader.
I told you not to talk about him. Don't never mention his name again.
Sorry, Doc. You gotta keep the secret. I'll tell you later when she's not around.
You're very good with the dummy.
He is not a dummy.
Oh, were you always a ventriloquist?
You're getting close, Doc.
No! No. I used to sing with a band.
Until something happened.
It didn't work out. I hated the travel.
Oh, tell me another one. I did, too, yeah? Yeah, what about the little incident with the you-know-who? Shut up. And then the phones really started ringing.
Doctor, I'm sorry. I'm tired. I need to take a nap before the next show. I'll talk with you tomorrow.
Fine. Why don't you call me in the morning?
Me too. And I'll give you the lowdown.
He'll lie to you. He's a liar. Elmer doesn't know anything.
No way. Ring-a-ding-ding. Stop it!
Carol, is there something you haven't told me or discussed with Murray?
Make her stop following us. Make her stop calling and hounding us. Make her stop.
I am not hearing voices. She is real. Ask Elmer. He spoke with her. He did.
Elmer, what hasn't Carol told me?
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Tell him. Please, tell him. Elmer, please, you spoke with her. Tell Dr. Lang.
I get a lot of calls.
Her. About her.
I don't remember a gal named her.
Elmer?
That's my name. Joke's my game.
Elmer, was Carol threatened?
Don't think so.
You heard her. She said she'd get me this time.
Really?
You did. You did. He's lying. He always lies when we talk about her. And now she'll take Elmer away from me. You can't let it happen. He is all I have. All I have.
Yeah, what about darling Donald?
Was someone else on tour with you?
Yes. Yes, my son.
I'd like to meet him.
Well, later. He's not feeling well.
He has nightmares.
Would you be quiet? Just for once.
I don't have to talk at all. Go to sleep, sure. Better than being with you. Put me in my bed.
Comfortable?
Just great.
Do you mind if I go back to the hotel?
Give my love to darling Donald.
Doc, maybe I should take him with me. No, that would disturb Donald.
I gather there's a problem between them?
Oh, I've got to keep them apart. They would kill each other.
Hello? Anybody here? Miss Lane? What a nice dressing room. Quite different from the one in New York. Or the one you had in Miami. You remember Carol? I bet you do. Well, little man, where's your darling Carol? Seems she ditched you, too. But she does that very often, doesn't she? Love them and leave them. Or is it steal them and forget them? Tell me, darling Elmer, which is it? You know she'll toss you in the heap, too. She will. She always does. Hey, how did you like Chicago? No matter how many times you changed rooms, I found you, didn't I? I called you. And New York? Serves her right. Next time she'll be careful whose husband she plays around with. I bet you've seen your share of husbands come through here, little man, haven't you? Because she doesn't care who she hurts, does she? But I do. I am not going to let her get away with this one. I'm not letting her alone for 1 minute. I remember what she did to my marriage and my husband. Well, I tell you what. Let's show her who's in charge now. Let's tell her. We'll leave her a note. There we are. Now, little man, you're coming with me.
thank you for dinner, Dr. Lang. I really feel much better. Oh, would you like to come in? I mean, if you don't have another appointment.
I'd like to.
Wonderful. I want you to meet Donald. Sorry, it's not the best room. Murray tried, but... Sit down. I'll get him.
Donnie? We have company.
He's so shy.
Oh, Donald, don't hide under the covers.
I don't want to meet anybody.
Don't be that way, darling. Dr. Lang is a very nice person. He's a friend.
Here we are, Dr. Lang. I want you to meet my son, Donald.
Isn't that Elmer?
Oh, no. Oh, of course, they are twins. But Elmer's only a stage person.
Were you honestly expecting a child?
I thought Donald was a real boy.
Mommy, I'm tired. I want to go back to sleep.
Are you hungry?
No, I had a big lunch with Franklin.
That's his teddy. Did you miss Mommy?
Yeah. Why is that man staring at me? He thinks I'm only a dummy. I'm not, am I?
Oh, that's not true, is it, Doctor?
Certainly not. Donald, how old are you?
9.
You enjoy traveling with Mommy?
As long as I don't have to see him.
Him?
Elmer. I wish he was dead.
That's not nice.
Well, it's true. He always ruins everything.
That's enough. Now, Mommy wants to talk with Dr. Lang alone.
Night.
What a good boy. I'll only be a moment, Doctor.
Sweet dreams. Oh, here's Franklin.
Night-night, darling. Donald likes you.
And all the time you thought he was a real boy. At least he is to Carol. And what of the caller? Isn't she a real person, too? We'll let you decide that for yourself.
You gotta be kidding. She doesn't have a son. That's the spare dummy, in case anything happens with the other one.
Murray, Carol believes she has a child. It may be Elver's twin. However, it has an identity.
No. Listen, Doc, she's putting you on.
No. Donald is an individual. He's the good son, the nice child. She sees him as everything Elmer isn't.
Now you're telling me Elmer's a kid, too, huh?
They're her sons. Distinctly opposed. Different temperaments. And right now, they fulfill most of her needs.
What does that mean? Right now, translated, means things can change, huh? Give it to me straight, will you?
If she continues, on stage and off, with this obsession, this duality, well, it could destroy her completely. I think Carol should be hospitalized.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I better talk to her. She'll listen to me. Or will she?
I thought I had locked it.
Elmer, I'm back. I had a marvelous time.
Dr. Lang is quite nice. He had a wonderful dinner.
Elmer, come on, don't be mad at me. Where are you? Oh, don't hide. Elmer, don't do this. Why are you punishing me? Where are you? Hello?
Are you missing something?
You. Haven't we finished with you?
Never. Because now I have Elmer.
Give him back. He's mine.
Not any longer. He isn't. Isn't that right, darling? Elmer.
You can't.
How does it feel to lose something you love? Tell me, Carol. Just tell me.
Please. I need him.
Well, he doesn't need you because I'll take care of him. Remember how I begged you to stay away from my husband? How you begged me?
No.
Did you read my note?
Note?
I left you a message. Like the last time. And Carol, don't try to find us. Don't.
Hello? 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 Elmer, please. Please, Elmer.
Carol, what happened?
She's kidnapped him.
No, take it easy, kid. Now, will you
she's
take it
easy? She's got him, Murray. He's gone. The woman, she's taken Elmer. Oh, Murray, she's going to kill him. I know it.
Shh, everything's going to be fine, okay? The doc here and I will take care of you.
Maybe she's after Donald. I better get to the room.
Carol, sit down.
No, get out of my way.
Hold it, Doc, will you?
Let go! Let go!
Get her some water.
This is crazy, crazy.
Carol, listen to me. It's Dr. Lang.
You don't believe me. You think I'm losing my mind. That woman has him. I spoke with her. I told Murray.
Was she here, in the room?
No, on the telephone. She threatened me. She's always after us. Never, never stops. I can prove it. I can prove it. I can. She left a note. It's here. Oh, it's got to be here. Murray, help me tell him. No, look for the note. She said, here. Look, read it, read it, read it.
All right. I will. Give me a chance, huh? Sit down, honey, will you? Come on, it's okay. You see, there was a letter. Somebody is really after her.
I told you.
Oh, Murray, this is a shopping list.
Let me see that.
No, it's a letter. She's got him.
Sure, I understand, honey. What are we going to do, Doc? I mean, she's not responsible anymore, is she?
No, she isn't. Murray, we've got to get her to it.
Yeah, I know. But how? Do we have the right to put her in an institution?
She needs a private rest home where she can be watched.
Oh, I don't want to put her away.
No, we're not. But Murray, she needs help desperately.
You think she tried to kill herself?
Perhaps.
Okay. Let me handle it, will you? Carol, honey, would you do me a big favor, huh?
You want me to go away? Is that it, Murray?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You've been working too hard, honey. You know, you could use a rest.
I'm tired. I can't fight them anymore.
Oh, sure. And that's why you should take it easy, honey. I got just the place. It's like a resort. It's out in the desert. And the food, oh, it's sensational. And do I know about food, huh?
It's a mental hospital, isn't it?
No. Oh. It's a rest home, honey.
Does it have bars?
No way, sweetheart. It's only until you get in touch with yourself.
Will you take care of Donald?
Oh, sure.
You can take him with you.
How would you like to see your mother in an asylum? You want him there, too, huh? Both of us locked up in the loony bin, in the madhouse.
Watch it. Grab her.
Crazy.
Hold her down.
I can't.
Carol, can you hear me?
Yes.
Carol, look at me. We want to help you. You understand, don't you?
Yes.
I wouldn't hurt you, honey. I wouldn't never. I love you. I want you like the old Carol.
Everything is coming apart. The boys are killing me. They really are. And that woman. Oh, that woman is...
Oh, you don't have to explain, honey.
Murray, she really exists. There is a note. Wait a minute. I'll find it. You'll see. Here. I knew it.
Yeah. You're right.
May I read it, Carol? I love Elmer. And he's in love with me. He's mine. Elmer hates Carol. Murray, is this in her handwriting?
I don't know.
I said there was a letter. Now, are you convinced? Now, will you believe me?
Yes, Carol, yes. We believe you. Do you have any more letters?
No. Now, that's the only one since I left Chicago. I burned all the others. I always burn them.
In
Vincent Price again, and here's the fourth act of Altered Egos. Suppose you were threatened and nobody believed you. How would you feel? Undoubtedly frightened. No, frantic, almost irrational, as the unseen and the unbelieved move closer and closer. Is there really somebody holding Elmer hostage?
Yeah.
I expected Miss Lane.
No, she's busy.
Is she looking for someone?
Who is this?
A friend of hers. You can tell Carol Elmer's with me.
It's some woman. She says she's got...
It's her. She's got my baby. Give me that.
Give him back or I'll kill you.
Hello, Carol. I told you. I warned you.
He's mine.
Not anymore. I will do everything for him that you can.
Please. Please.
Elmer doesn't like being dragged all over the country. He needs a home. With me.
Why? Why are you doing this?
Are you serious? After what you did to me, to my life, you destroyed my marriage. I will never forgive you, and neither will Elmer. Neither will Elmer.
But he didn't tell you that, did he? Did he?
Well, he didn't have to.
He'll never speak unless I'm there. Go ahead, make him talk. You can't. You can't. He talks to me. Elmer loves me, not you.
Liar, he hates you.
I want to hear it myself. Let him tell me.
I hate you.
That wasn't Elmer, was it?
Yes.
Was it?
Yes.
No. Oh, anything you say.
You make him talk.
No.
If you don't, I will cut off his arms. Or both his legs.
No, please don't.
And then his head.
Oh, please.
I will murder him if he doesn't talk.
No.
And it will be your fault. You will be responsible.
Oh, please.
Make him talk.
I can't unless I hold him.
Murderer.
No, no, no.
Murray, take her into the bedroom.
Oh, no. No.
Hello?
I warned her. If she doesn't make Elmer talk, I will punish her.
Is Elmer with you?
I wouldn't leave him alone. Oh, no, he will never be alone again. I will always be with him. Always.
Did you write the letter to Carol?
Oh. You're one of her boys. She wants to trick me, doesn't she? I know she can change her voice. Will you tell her to make Elmer talk?
You'll have to tell her yourself.
If she doesn't, I will kill him.
You wouldn't do that.
Oh, yes, I will. She kept us apart. She stole him from me. You ask her. You ask her.
You mean Elmer belongs to you?
She took him away from me. We were happy until she came between us. She enticed him. Yes, he belongs to me.
How do you know that's really Elmer?
It has to be.
He didn't tell you.
Because she's poisoned his mind.
Or the real Elmer is hiding from you.
What do you mean, hiding? Where?
Oh, he could be here in Carol's hotel room. Why don't you come here? Yes, come here and find out for yourself.
Now, this isn't going to work. It's crazy. Suppose she doesn't show. Let's take Carol to the hospital. Let this wacko disappear.
She won't. She's followed her across the country. Now, we're going to bring her into the open and put an end to Carol's nightmare.
You make it sound so simple. Suppose the woman's got a gun and wants to blow us away. Think of that, Doctor. I want to get the police in on this.
What are you going to tell them? Two women are vying for the affections of a ventriloquist dummy, and one of them's a potential murderess?
He'd lock me up.
We'll wait. A bit longer. She's coming.
You think it's her?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, I have the wrong room.
Well, no. Won't you please come in?
Is Miss Lane here?
Yeah, she's in the bedroom.
Is that Elmer underneath the blanket?
Yes, I had to wrap him up. It's so chilly. I'll let you out now. There you are.
Please, sit down.
All right.
Did you have a good dinner, Elmer? Why doesn't he talk?
Well, he's shy.
Of me? Are you shy, Elmer?
See? He's nodding his head.
You moved it with your hand.
I did not.
Oh, but you did.
Look at him now. He's smiling.
Murray, get Miss Lane, please.
With the other one?
No, alone. Why did you take Elmer away from Miss Lane?
I didn't. He told me to come and get him. He's so unhappy with her. It was just a matter of time.
She's got him. She's got my Elmer.
He is mine. He's mine.
Get him back.
I will not. He hates you. Always traveling, always in cheap hotels. You tell them, Elmer.
He can't. Elmer only speaks for me.
Tell her.
He won't.
Stop laughing. Stop it.
I can make him talk any time.
Elmer, who do you love? Tell her you love me. Say it. Say you love me.
He doesn't.
He will. Say it. Tell me. You want to live with me. I'll give you everything. Please tell me that you love me.
I hate you. You filthy thing. I'll kill you.
Don't do that.
Be careful.
Kill you.
Get out. Carol, move back. Move away, Carol.
My baby. Filthy thing. He's dead. He's dead.
Come in.
Carol, you have a visitor.
Murray! Oh, Murray!
Oh, Carol, baby.
I'm so glad you could come.
Oh, you look terrific. She's looking great, huh, Doc? How you doing, kid?
Murray, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Oh. I'm like a new woman with an entire life in front of me.
Oh, you don't have to talk about it.
Oh, but I want to. I can talk about it, Murray. It's part of my therapy.
Sure, babe, sure.
I was so mixed up. Elmer was real. Donald was my son. I'm glad it's in the past.
All of a sudden.
I'm so happy it's over. Murray, I have really purged myself of those voices and those problems.
Oh, that's sensational. Right, Dr. Lang?
It's an excellent start.
And my career is still ahead of me.
Yeah. You want to go back on the stage again? I mean, you want to sing this time?
Not at all. Murray, I'm a great ventriloquist.
But, I thought you put Elmer away.
I did. This is a new concept. A mother and daughter act. You'll love it. I wish you could meet Amy, but she's sleeping right now.
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, Altered Egos, was written by Ken Girard and produced and directed by Livia Granito. Your host was Vincent Price. Our star was Sherry Lewis. Featured in the cast were Leslie Woods, Robert Rockwell, Shepard Menken, and June Foray. John Harlan speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI. Mutual Radio Theater has been brought to you in part by Sears, a name that means quality and value, a name that you can count on for service and dependability. Sears, where America shops for value. And by Pillsbury Frosting Supreme, so smooth and creamy you can spread it with a paper knife.
This is Cicely Tyson, inviting you to join us tomorrow at this time for another story about love, the most unpredictable of human emotions.